It's 8:45, 91.5 KIOS FM. I'm Mike Hogan, and we're live and local in the studio with the marketing and recruiting specialist from Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Midlands, Austin White. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us here today. Appreciate you coming in. The Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Midlands, can you talk about what does the organization do? What's your mission?
We are community-based mentoring organizations, so what that means is we have adults matched with young children in our community, and they go out and they have fun. Basically, they do whatever they want to do together. You have to be 19 years of age to pass, and you have to pass a background check, valid driver's license, and car insurance. As I said, the community-based mentoring, you got to pick them up and take them out. You guys get to do whatever you feel like doing. It's really a great time to see all these people have so much fun with each other, learning a lot.
Oh, that's amazing. So, and really, if you kind of pull back a little bit, the mission is to give children who don't necessarily have a gender role model. It's always the same gender role model, right?
Exactly, yes.
Right. So someone who doesn't have a big brother, thus the name, or possibly a father or a mother, then you can come along, donate your time, and have an impact in somebody's life.
Exactly. That's all. That's what it's all about here.
Now, you had mentioned to me off mic that you started here in March.
Yep.
For this, how do you like it so far?
I love it. I love it. The people I work with, they're really dedicated to helping all these people. They're also a joy to be around. They make every day worth going to work. I love waking up in the morning and walking through those doors, greeted with a bunch of smiles, and I know everybody's passionate about helping others.
That's amazing. Now, in the less than a year that you've been there, have you encountered any stories where you've seen some positive progress for a child who's been mentored at some level?
I think it's kind of weird. I don't get to interact with the matches that much in my position. I just kind of bring the bigs in through the door. But the opportunities I do get to see, basically my experience is a lot of these kids, whether their backgrounds, they come from different backgrounds, but most of the time, they just don't get that one-on-one opportunity with someone to express, you know, how they're feeling about the day, what's going on in their lives. And, you know, if they have a bunch of siblings, you know, mom or dad is too busy, you know, corralling everyone together. They don't have time to really talk to the older sibling who's kind of helping them out as well. And they, you know, they go to bed at night, head swirling with all types of things. They just need somebody to talk to and hang out with, someone they can trust. So I think I've seen that a lot with kids, you know. We're required to go on to an interview and see these kids. You can see that, you know, a mentor would really help them. And, you know, you see them later on down the line at events, and you can just see their faces are full of joy. They're just smiling from ear to ear. You can tell that mentor's made an impact in their life.
Oh, that's incredible. If a person listening right now wanted to get involved, where do they go to get some more information to be a big brother or a big sister? Because either way, there is a need, right? I mean, it's not as though you've run out of kids that need help,
oh,
right?
Oh, no, we never run out of kids. If you're looking for more information, you can go to bbbsomaha.org.
Okay, so that's bbbsomaha.org.
Yes, 3 B's, 1 S, omaha.org.
Outstanding. There's a social called the Big Kids Social coming up on January 25th. It's at the Old Mattress Factory. Can you talk about this social? What's the purpose of this?
The purpose of it is to just kind of recruit more mentors. Because like you said, we're not going to run out of kids, but we're also looking for more mentors as well. And it's a free event. You guys can come out, have fun with us. There's a complimentary drink on us. There's hors d'oeuvres. Live DJ will be there spinning some tunes for everybody. And we'll have an activity to get people moving around and mingle with others. And there'll be some mentors sprinkled around the room. And we'll also have a short 7-minute presentation to kind of talk about what each of the organizations and have a mentor kind of share their story and the impact their littles had in their life and the impact they've had in their littles life as well.
So really, January 25th might be a great time if one is thinking about getting involved in Big Brothers Big Sisters. It'd be a great time to go to the Big Kids Social, talk to some folks who are doing it, and kind of find out how easy it is, how much fun it is,
exactly.
All that kind of good stuff. Oh, that's very good. In a little bit of short time, there's another event, and it's something about ice cream.
Yes.
Can't go wrong with ice cream, even though it's 4 degrees outside.
That's true. It's never too late for some good comfort food, right?
That's right. What's the ice cream event?
The ice cream is the E-Creamery. It's at E-Creamery. It's the Scoops of Support Day. So we have some local celebrity scoopers out there. We have Kelly Nyberg and Mike DiGiacomo two morning blend hosts. They'll be out there scooping for some ice cream for the kids and for everybody who comes out that day. It'll be a good time. It's one of the match activities we offer for our kids and our mentors to come out.
Oh, that's great. And I'm sorry, when does that happen again?
January 11th, next Thursday.
Next Thursday. Okay, yep. Very good. And the location?
E-Creamy. It's, man, the address is slipping my mind right now.
No, that's okay, because I bet if folks want to go for more information to bbbsomaha.org,
yep,
you'll find out information on not only the E-Creamery mixer event there, but also the Big Kids Social. Austin, in 10 seconds, what's your favorite part about your job?
My favorite part about my job is knowing that I'm doing good. Whether I don't get to see them on a regular basis, I know that I play an integral part of helping out our community. And that makes me feel, it's hard to describe. Coming from a nonprofit area, I never thought I'd end up here, but I see why people stay and they love it.
That is absolutely fantastic. That's Austin White from Big Brothers Big Sisters. Thank you very much for being here today. I'm Mike Hogan. Morning Edition continues right now.